Researchers at Deakin University have found women's muscle mass falls off a cliff after their early 40s if they don't use them enough. It's linked to the decline in the sex hormones, estrogen and progesterone, during menopause, making it much more difficult to rebuild muscle once it's lost. Professor Severin Lamon is a molecular biologist at Deakin University School of Exercise and Nutrition Sciences, and she's one of the researchers behind the study. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning.
So you found that there's quite a difference between men and women when it comes to the decline in muscle mass. Can you take us through the main findings of this study?
Yes. So this study is novel because so far pretty much everything we knew about muscle aging was either studied in men exclusively or applied to females in a way that was directly inferred from what we knew from male studies. So this study exclusively looks at the process of skeletal muscle aging in females. And we recruited 100 females age 18 to 80, and we basically map the trajectory of how their muscle ages at the functional level, the molecular level, the cellular level across the lifespan. And what we found is, in contrast to what we know from male studies, is that in males, you could expect a rather gradual decline in all the markers of muscle mass and function over the lifespan. And we didn't see this gradual decline in females. Instead, what we saw is a rather linear decline up to the age of 40, 42, 45. And then we really have this massive drop in many markers of muscle mass and function, or muscle health in general, that coincides perfectly with the onset of menopause. So that was our main finding.
And what are the potential flow-on effects for women if they do experience that muscle mass deterioration?
So, in fact, everyone experiences muscle mass deterioration as they age, whether you're male, whether you're female, whether you train or whether you don't train. Now, the key point is that the more muscle mass and the more functional your muscle is as you age, the more functional it will remain. So the consequences are that we have a window of opportunity for females from the age, let's say between the age of 40 to 55, where it's really the last opportunity to build up this muscle mass and function that you will need to maintain a high quality of life towards the end of life. Because what we find is that it's becoming more and more hard to build up or to maintain your muscle mass once you passed this stage of menopause.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, where Professor Severin Lamon is my guest. She's a molecular biologist at Deakin University. What's your advice for how women can try to address this and try to prevent such a decline in their muscle mass?
So I think an easy general advice to the whole population, men and women alike, is that regularly exercising at any time during your life is a good thing. Now, lots of people cannot exercise, or they don't know how to exercise, or they feel like resistance training, which is the preferred form of exercise when it comes to building muscle mass, is too hard, or they are injury prone, or they don't have access to a gym, or they don't know how to do it. So I think the very best thing someone can do, whether they've exercised in life before or not, is to pick up exercise around the age of 40 if they haven't. And if that's possible, the very best way to do it is to do resistance training, whether by joining a gym or by getting a personal trainer, or even doing free weights at home if they're able to do that. But because for a lot of people it's not possible, my general advice would be any exercise is better than no exercise. And the reason for that is that as long as you put some strain on your muscle will maintain more muscle, more mass and more function than if you didn't. So even if it's gardening or brisk walking or whatever people are able to do, it's always better than not doing anything. And this is especially relevant to women approaching or going through this menopausal phase where we really see this drop in muscle mass and function. So any exercise they can add to their routine at that point in time is going to be a good thing. And then where that's possible, doing resistance exercise is the very best thing.
And have you included resistance training in your own routine? How has that gone for you?
Well, I'm a runner. My background is running and cycling, so resistance training wasn't my thing at the beginning. But because I've been working in this field for so long, and I'm 43 years old, I knew this was coming. So about 3 years ago, when I turned 40, I decided, okay, I don't need to run every day. So I'm going to start exercising. And I bought some free weights and I started to look at YouTube videos and I started to invite some friends at my house on Tuesday night. And now we do resistance training twice a week and we're lifting weights and we're doing some body weights. And why no one loves it, but everyone enjoys it knowing that it's a really good thing to do for our muscle.
Well, that's a nice way to do it, getting some friends together and doing it together. Thank you very much for sharing your insights.
No worries.
That was Professor Severin Lamon, a molecular biologist at Deakin University.